AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A little more than 5 months after the Capitol riot, a Senate report describes sweeping failures around the attack. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The report lays out breakdowns within several intelligence agencies and the Capitol Police, a series of missteps that allowed rioters to violently force their way inside. It's the first bipartisan review of the insurrection and maybe the last. It comes 2 weeks after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan commission to investigate the insurrection. The report does not even call it an insurrection, nor looks at its root causes, including then President Trump's call for supporters to fight like hell. The Senate Homeland Security Committee's chair says the report will allow for some immediate security improvements, but acknowledges it does not answer some bigger questions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 7-day average of coronavirus cases is a little more than 13,000.
This represents yet another decrease of nearly 30% from the prior 7-day average. But most importantly, a 94% decrease from COVID-19 cases since January of this year, and the first time that the 7-day average of cases has been less than 15,000 since March 27th, 2020.
The Labor Department says employers posted a record 9.3 million job openings in April. The chief executive of the Colonial Fuel Pipeline, which was hit by a ransomware attack last month, will tell senators authorizing a multi-million-dollar payment to hackers was the right thing to do. UN appeals judges upheld the convictions and life sentence of former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic for genocide and other offenses. President Emmanuel Macron was slapped in the face by a man during a visit to a small town in France. Two people have been detained. This is AP News. Tests have started in various places around the country and around the world of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine in children ages 5 through 11. Adam Brightson in New Orleans is getting the shot.
Like everybody, they're ready for COVID to go away as best it can. And me and my wife both feel like the vaccines are the right way to go.
Families won't know for 6 months whether their children actually were vaccinated. At that point, children who didn't get the vaccine will have the chance to do so.
I've been very comfortable with it from the very beginning. There's been minimal side effects from my understanding, so I was very prepared to have them participate.
7-year-old Russell Bright wants the vaccine to work.
I have been trying to try to do all this stuff so I can see my friends more, because I really want to see my friends here.
The test on kids 5 to 11 are being done in 26 states. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.